Linda Lavin will be at Club Helsinki on Saturday, July 29th at 8 o'clock in a show entitled Linda Lavin, My Second Farewell Concert.
Haircut, simply terrible. Necktie, the worst. Bearing, just unbearable. What to tackle first? Still, you've got possibilities, though you're horribly square. See possibilities underneath, there's something there.
Of course, she is a singer, an actress, known best for playing the title character in the sitcom Alice for many years, as well as her beautiful stage performances both on Broadway and off. And it is a great pleasure to welcome Linda Lavin back to the Roundtable. What a pleasure to speak to you again. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Joe. I'm a big fan of yours and the show and everyone on that round table. We are relatively new to the area, 4 years, and I try not to go a day without hearing you all. You really inform me about what's going on in the world and the way I should feel about it on many occasions. So I'm happy to be with you. Thanks for including me today.
Well, thank you very much, and it's wonderful that you will be in the region performing at Helsinki Hudson. So what is the, talk a little bit about the title, My Second Farewell Concert. You will never say farewell, will you?
Well, you know, it's called You Never Know, and living a day at a time as I choose to. I've done a first farewell concert. I always think it's a kind of ironic twist on those concerteers and performers who keep coming back even though they've said goodbye. So I thought I should just warn everybody that this might be it. But I love doing this act. I've been doing it for several years all over the country. My musical director is the great Billy Stritch, who's an extraordinary musician, jazz pianist, and singer. My husband, Steve Bakunas, is my drummer. I have a wonderful bass player, Tom Hubbard, and a wonderful guitarist, Ron Afif, and a brilliant, virtuoso, young jazz violinist, Aaron Weinstein. So I have five pieces, and we are a band and have traveled the country for several years. I've changed a lot of the material. I like to keep evolving this show. I want very much to be a jazz singer, and of course I've started out singing show tunes because that's my background, and more I'm focusing on the American songbook. And this show, as my second farewell, is focusing on who I was as a young person, as a teenager, and who I've become more than what I've done. I figure people can Google me. You know what I mean?
Sure.
We are now living in the age where I was on the train the other day coming from Penn Station to Hudson, and somebody had me on their laptop. They actually Googled me, and I was sitting right behind them on the train. Okay, really? Right here, right now? I'm focusing on more personal stories in this particular act that I'll be doing at Helsinki on the 29th, but rather than, and then I played, and then I did, and then I said, you know. So it's, and more focusing on the music that I've grown up with, really, American standards, and all with a jazz twist, and bossa novas. I do a little Steely Dan as well. It's a kind of wide-ranging piece, but it tells my story through song. It gives me great joy to do it.
I am always fascinated by the ability that you have to tell that story through song and to be in this setting, and of course an intimate setting like Helsinki, that you can be so personal and have those moments shared, and how special that is for the audience.
You're exactly right. It is fascinating, and it's really what it's like writing a one-act play. I mean, I've been shaping this show now for years, and Billy, of course, as my musical director, is very helpful. Jim Caruso, who runs Birdland Special Concerts, started me on this. He's an entrepreneur and a producer and a performer himself, so it always was about telling my story. Otherwise, why am I doing it? What, just get up and sing a few songs? You know, for me, it has to be based in the reality of me. And that gives me an anchor. It gives me the center of the show. It allows me to connect with people, which is essential. it's all about connection. And ultimately, for me, it's about being in the moment. So the show feels, and hopefully continues to feel, like a party, like you're in our living room. It's however bigger than any living room I've ever owned. And it's a supper club, and I didn't have to cook. So you can sit there and eat and drink. And I can give you the gift of me, who I am today, who I used to be. I sit at the piano and tell a story about my mother, who was an opera singer and gave up a career. I play a little bit, and it feels and wants to feel spontaneous. It's very important to us that it feels in the moment. We talk to each other. I connect with the band members. I'm not up there alone, and so that's important to me. And thus the story goes on and evolves, you know, as the act grows. And it's in a really, really good place. We're all very excited about the material. I'm about to play it tonight. I'm in the city right now. I'm about to open it at Birdland. So to get it ready for Helsinki, I'm opening it at the most famous club in America. And very excited to do it.
Well, the other thing, too, you just mentioned a moment ago about this idea of wanting to be a jazz singer, of doing that. And there is a transformation, isn't there? But you have been able to do the Great American Songbook that you mentioned, the Broadway hits as well. But that transformation and finding a musical voice it seems like it's been a beautiful journey.
Well, you're absolutely right. It has. I mean, because my mother was a lyric coloratura opera singer with a brilliant but dazzling brief career in New York until she gave it up to go back to Portland, Maine and give birth to me, and that was the good news for me, so that my background is music. I mean, I sang before I spoke. At least it may be apocryphal, but that's the story. I stood up in my crib and I sang God Bless America. I thought I wrote God Bless America, I guess, because I wasn't even a year old yet. But I've been singing for my mother's friends, you know, women who were sitting on beaches knitting, and their husbands who came on Sundays to play cards, you know, to the beaches in Maine. I stood up and sang whenever anybody asked me to. So the evolution that you talk about of getting to the American Songbook and being really committed to developing myself as a jazz singer is the influence of my mother, who not only was an opera singer but loved jazz, and those singers that influenced me as a young person, Judy Garland, Peggy Lee, Rosemary Clooney, Sylvia Sims. All of those women were part of my childhood and teens. So I'm, you know, always inspired by what they did, how they articulated, how they told their stories through the music. Big band singers, Helen O'Connell, Helen Forrest, you know, those girls could sing, and they made me want to sing. And so I honor them in this show we're doing at Helsinki by doing at least one song of each of their repertoire.
I may be making a stretch here, and if I am, I apologize, and you can certainly correct me. But you gave us a very nice compliment at the beginning of our conversation about, you know, listening and sort of finding out what's going on in the world. With given what has happened in your life and how you now look at that through song and are able to articulate that to an audience through song, are you at a point now where you also try to figure out sort of what's going on in the world at large that way as well?
Yes. Well, it's a great question and a really affecting question for me. I'm opening with a song that tells you how I feel about what's going on. It's an ironic twist. It's an old song. It comes from a show called Cabin in the Sky. But I put it together. The name of the song is Not a Care in the World. Huh, really?
Right.
And I put it together with a song called Shall We Dance? And the lyric says, no matter how gray the skies are, I'm aglow when you smile at me. I've got not a care in the world. As the old Queen of Russia used to say, Nichevo, you know, so what? And you know, it's certainly a sarcastic, ironic moment. And then, so shall we dance? Shall we mope? Shall we continue to mope? Or shall we do the best we can with what we've got? Shall we put on our dancing shoes and watch our spirits climb? It's very much the way I feel. I felt this way for the last year and a half when I suspected that what was going to happen could repeat a history. And without getting too morbid about it, you know what I'm talking about, and I know your listeners do too.
Right.
I find it a very terrifying time, and I want, without being didactic or irresponsible in terms of entertainment, I want to say how I feel about what's going on. And that helps me to tell the story of who I have been and what I come from. And to sing those songs like "I'll See You Again," "I'm Checking Out Goombye." You know? so it helps me to tell the stories without having to give a lecture, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely. And when we're putting on our dancing shoes, we're not doing that as a diversion. You want us to do that to dance our way into something new and something meaningful.
Very well said. That's right. I want us to take care of ourselves. I want us to know that if that's the best we can do, and that's a positive way of self-care and caring for each other at a time when fear or gloom or powerlessness comes into play. There's the anticipation of trouble, and what power do we have over it? I think as individuals, we have that. We have the power to put on our dancing shoes, not to be oblivious,
right,
but to be hopeful and active in a way that treats ourselves and each other with the power that we have as human beings to find the goodness in us.
Linda,
I really do hope about that.
Yes, and it is hopeful. I mean, there are moments where we can be hopeful.
Exactly.
While we're scared to death.
Exactly. Yes. And not repeat history, but create a new history, you know?
Yes.
And learn from history.
Linda Lavin will be at Club Helsinki Hudson on July 29th at 8 o'clock.
Saturday night
at 8 o'clock at Helsinki Hudson. And you can find out more by going to HelsinkiHudson.com. HelsinkiHudson.com. Linda Lavin, it's always a great pleasure to have you on the program. I thank you very, very much, and we're just delighted that you're coming closer to us in our inner region, and it's always a delight to speak with you.
I'm a big fan, a contributor, and always will be, and I'm honored to be on the show with you, Joe. Thank you, and my best to all of you. Thanks for the work you do.
Thank you very much. Linda Lavin at Helsinki Hudson in Hudson, New York. You can find out more at HelsinkiHudson.com. Showtime at 8 o'clock on Saturday night. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.
There's a small hotel with a wishing well. I wish that we were there together. There's a bridal suite, two rooms nice and neat, complete for us to share together. Looking through the window, you can see a distant steeple. Not a sign of people. Who wants people? When that steeple bell says good night, sleep well, we'll thank our small hotel together.